Schauen wir mal bei ist. 3 bis ja, ich meine.
Okay. Es ist mehr als ein Parsha, besaß die Shira, so the Noshim and the Melachim wanted to say Shira. So the Shai, who says Shira? So the man said Shira first, and then the Yaakov brings a Machlekes, who said second? So the first Amara says that the Melachim said, and the Rebbe Levi says no, the Noshim said first. And the Medrash says, the Melachim said, Loi da'isha ha'nashim koidim el gam ha'nashim. That woman also come before us, how can that be? So the Medrash says, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a mashal that first my chaverim praise me and then the Melachim. He gives a certain mashal and says that my chaverim first and then the Melachim. So we see that copy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has more chavivas for the women Then he has the chavis for the malachim, which I mean, and vada calls kind of the men. But if you want to look at a proper perspective, if you would be makshiv malach gavriel, so you have to be makshiv your wife more than malach gavriel because the kosh baruch is makshiv malach a woman more than malach gavriel because she has a right to come first in being shabeach kosh baruch. So we have to go with the Mahal HaKadosh Baruch Hu and try to appreciate, and by us, we don't look at the woman that way. So I went yesterday night, and I went to Ram Ellinger, and so you want to get a good answer, so you like ask a really good question. So I said, they make fun of their wives, they call them Nashim Dayt in Kalas, and this, you know, and so I went to see what I had to say. So like he didn't have he first couldn't talk. He was like so who have shaykhis to b'chal, and then he says first of all you have mili da'alma mili d'shmaya they have das, and then he said that he says how could you speak like that to he thought I was speaking to tell the woman themselves that people do also how could you tell it to a wife it's mamish midas reis. And I said, but how about to each other? He also was like, it's not, it's like, he says, you have to be ma'arach, you have to appreciate a woman, as you do with the Rambam in the, everybody knows Rambam, Teslav Yutes, or people know Teslav Chav, everybody gets mixed up, right? The Rambam says that wife has to mechab with the husband, so everybody, all the men know that, and the one that says that we have to, the women know the ones that we have to know, but so he said that. So Rambam says, ye adam mechabit es yishtoi, yeser megufoi, va'oyevoi kegufoi. So what does it mean? Mechabed Yosher Megufay. So let's see what it means to be Mechabed. So now, if let's say I give a chabur, and everybody says Yashkayach, and then afterwards they say, you know, Mamish, she was drinking a cup. So is that covered? But it's not covered. It's not covered. And especially if I find out later on that everybody thought it says, only in front of me you feel like a Rechmanis, so you have to say, you act nice to me, and behind my back you say, okay, humor him, make him feel good. But that's not covered Bechal. Right, so if you find your wife, yeah, and your wife, oh, it's drink the cup, mamish, and make fun of her behind her back. So that's lacking in covet. Covet is that in all the time you have a certain chashivas, and because that chashivas, when any time you are talking to other people, or you have a certain haracha and proper chashivas for your wife, which would mean that it wouldn't make sense to make fun of your wife to other people, or some women in general, if you have a proper appreciation of what your wife is really doing for you. And he brought to the Gemara. The Gemara says, you do the Gemara that Rav Chiya, his wife used to do everything opposite for him, and he bought her presents. So he asked Rav Chiya, what are you buying your wife presents? So he said, the Gemara says, Dayenu shevagadlus b'neinu matzilas asanu menchet. Those two things. And it's not a merely chassidus. Sometimes the Gemara say Rabbi Yochanan, he didn't go dalam without tefillin. So Rabbi was telling that this is dayenu la klapi everybody. This is how we have to look at a wife, that even if she's an isha ra, and Rav Ellinger in the Sefer brings down that is a raya that people think that if your wife doesn't act proper to you, so I don't act proper to her. Me, so I don't act proper to her. Here we see that she has a chiv and I have a chiv. If she's not doing a chiv, what does it do with me? I'm still mechiv. And therefore, he's mechuyev to give and give a proper haracha. Now, about that, it's very hard if the woman is not acting proper to us to do that way. And about that, even when doing proper things, it's hard for us. And there are some people that are born mamas, very nice husbands. You walk in, sometimes yeshiva, you hear them on the phone. Yes, it was wonderful. Oh, it's so wonderful what you're doing. They come praising, like yes, you're nervous sometimes. How wonderful to the wives. But we have to work on it, and we have to find that we have to respect them, especially when they speak. So the younger man tells his wife, okay, you finished talking, okay, that belongs in that room over there, the bathroom, right? And, you know, it's a way that a bazillion take away people sometimes have, okay, sometimes they get cast, but the general idea has to be that you have to mash them and have a certain haracha for them. And that's we see from here, and Rav Melinger was moisif, that kol shekein, if it's not an ishara, now, right, people say, well, we don't know such thing. Avada, there is such a thing. And Avada, we have to respect them and have proper haracha for them. And again, it's not, people think that, well, they like taking care of children. It doesn't come natural. Children, the women have to be raised, and mechunach, the parents have to mechunach the children how to raise children, and how to have a cheshik for their vada. It's a teva that they have it, but if they don't do it. When I was a bacher, a friend of mine's cousin, she got married, she was having problems with marriage, because she got married, she wasn't interested in doing washing clothing, taking care of children. She was not interested, and Mela was causing a lot of rifts in the shalom bayis. It's not a natural, it's they have a teva for it, but if they're not mechunach, right? Don't think that women love washing dishes. It's not true. I can tell you from experience that when my wife is not home, so it doesn't have to be that. Sometimes I got to do dishes also. So my daughter, Hashem, they do wonderful things, but it's not. You have to train them to enjoy or do it if they don't enjoy it. But it's not something, a natural thing. And people think that, oh yeah, it's their teva, so what do you want from them? Here we see that Avada, the Chiddush over here, Rebbe is saying that even though that the Gabi here, that's something they don't do b'chlal. They just say maskim get married, and the takeaway they hear her, that is a chiyas akaras type. That's a tremendous chiddush. Megillah banim is vada. They have a teva for it, but they do it, and they're moisif nefesh for it, and they're nasha. The Rav Melinger said they so much tircha and tirda. They wake up and they do. He said that, you know, he sometimes offered his wife to get up, but he said, but sometimes for the men it takes so hard, it takes longer to wake up the man till he gets up and everything. It's might as well get up and take care of the child already. It takes a much shorter time, but you have to have haracha, the proper chashivas of how much the woman is doing. And he said that people have to, you know, light don't are not makar this nekuda enough. And the person will say, well, and also the kudu coming to Yisrael. How much is serious nefesh a woman is coming to Yisrael? So people say, again, well, the seminaries brainwash them. The brainwashing is just enough for the husband, the wife to say, I'm asking to move to Yisrael. When they come to Yisrael, and they imagine all the beautiful houses they ate by, Torah, and singing in such beauty, and they didn't see what, like an hour before, there was knives throwing. They don't know what's going on behind the doors. And then they come, and they, oh, now they have beautiful Shabbos and everything. And then they, you know, they have to deal with Arab drivers and workers, and Makolet, they don't have this, and then those rotten tomatoes, and haggling with taxi drivers, and they're trying to get a double straw on an Egged bus, and it's like, you know, where's the beauty? It's like, they tricked me, mamas tricked me, and that's just to get them here. And once they get there and then want to stay, it's because they're being moisa nefesh. And it's because they have a proper haracha of Torah. And some people don't stay, and some people go back very quickly. And when I first got married, so we had a shiloh. I had a certain shiloh with my wife's work. So we needed a shiloh, to ask the shiloh. We couldn't get someone. We called him Sharon Stern. He told me he's 2 weeks, he can't speak to me. It was much Yom Kippur. It was much Shabbos after Yom Kippur, much Yom Kippur. So we decided we're going to go to Brevda's house. So we knocked on Brevda's house. He said, you're in luck. My wife's still in America, so you can come in. You know, the women, you know, watch his health. So we're speaking to him. So in the middle of the speech, he turns to my wife. He says, when you are crying, you should say, I think he said, you should say, Kepit Yud Gimel. So I said to Brevda, so what do you mean, when? Like by the nares? When you're crying by the nares? So he said, don't worry. She knows exactly what I mean. Right, and then it was the first time I realized that maybe she does other things besides putting a nice show when I come home. And I remember when I was a Shana Shana, I remember I said, what'd you do today? Nothing. Who called? Nobody. Like what? So I should have said, well, Baruch Hashem, no Shanhar today. But it's taco very lonely, taco very boring, and you know, they're away from friends and away from family, and a person can be here for many years. and could still have this loneliness, because as much as they know how to speak Ivrit and be part of society, the Maisa, they're not part of society. The Maisa, they don't have the family and friends and the support system that everybody has. All the Israelis have. Like a lady told my wife, you know, I know how you feel living in Eretz Israel, away from your family, because I'm from Bnei Brak, and I'm in Shalayim now, and you see how much I understand the Mesiras Nefesh. Like that was her musig of living away from her family, which she could just drop on a tender for 4 to 5 minutes. She's in Bnei Brak. So the Metzi says that is Mesiras Nefesh, and we just go back to the same situation. We were in yeshiva, and we come back to yeshiva, and we're snug, and we're gishmak, we have our friends, and a chaver really doesn't change so much for us. And for them, it's a homa hapecha, and you have to be marach this nekuda. I have to mark the chashivas of what they're doing in this nekuda. It doesn't come easy, and it's giving up. It's mez giving up, and it needs to have the shmaya. Everybody knows people that they stay a certain amount of time and it can't be, and they have to go back to America. The wife is a certain amount; she's able to give up, and after that, she can't do it. And it is a tremendous amount of serious nefesh, and we have to be mayach, we have to appreciate it. It has to be chashivas in our eyes. And Razil Tabor said, in time of Bikurim, you bring one fig to Yerushalayim, and the whole shtat is dancing and singing and parading that they're bringing figs to Yerushalayim. He says, and Klai Yisrael knows that as Bnei Bechor Yisrael, every year is a Bechor. And who brings these Bechors to the world? The women. The women. And those who don't have to help raise them and help mechanach them also, but it's the women that do this. The Mishnah Berurah should have children, but the Maisa, they are always helping these Bechor Yisrael. And we have to have a chashivas for these people, that the women that are ones, if a madach, a fig, you give such chashivas. So someone who not only brings a child, but it ruins the whole guf, and suffers, and tremendously, and especially those who have caesareans, that the mamish, the whole body is out of whack, and it takes to take years to the body feels goes back into normalcy. Like Chazal say, it takes 2 years after birth a woman to get back to herself, and then sometimes they have a child before 2 years, and the male, they really never get back to themselves ever. And we have to be mirach that they're willing to give up all this. And not only that, what they're bringing most nefesh, but they have to have the milas. The person has to recognize the milas of the women also, of the wives. There's a maisa, Rav Shachar Tovitz, he wrote a kuntris on Shalom Bayis. So he has a maisa there that when he was in yeshiva, a bacher came. And bacher was, you know, like, somehow, they don't, like one of those bacher, like, you don't know how he got in there, either pull or money or something, how to get in here. So Mashkiach comes over to this Rav Shachar Tovitz when he's a bacher and says, what's this maisa, this bacher's maisa? So he says, he's a very good Beinoni. So he says, no, that's not good enough. I'll give you 2 weeks to find a mile in him. So he says, okay, Mashkiach told me. So he starts searching and following him for 2 weeks. And he comes back after 2 weeks and says, I got it. So he says, what's his mile? He's mechaber other people. So the Mashkiach says, that's right, he's mechaber other people. And you know, this mile is a better mile than anybody in this yeshiva has. And this mile is going to make him become an Adam Gadol. And he says, it's Rabbeinu Yonah Shar in Ovis. The Mishnah in Ovis says, the first Mishnah in Parak V in Ovis, is Eidu Mechubit and Mechabit is a Brias. Shnemer Mechabit and Mechabit the Beis Yikaru. So Rabbeinu Yonah says over here that Ki kol kavod asher yaseh adam lebrias, if you give kavod to other people, la'atzim hu mechabit. Shagarim lahem Ki bal kochim yichabduhu. If you mechaber other people, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that eventually everybody will be mechaber Jew. That's what he says. U'mataris chiyuv hu shekavod hamiti. This is real truth, because eventually, if you mechaber other people, they'll come and mechaber Jew. So he was masber that the pshat is that when you mechaber other people, that means you see their mindless. You can't mechaber if you don't see their mindless. You appreciate them. If you constantly see the mile on someone, see what he's doing, so and you appreciate it, so it rubs off on you. So if you see someone has some mila, and you constantly appreciate it, so you get that mila also. You see someone else has a mila, and you appreciate it, so it rubs off on you. And eventually, you take from every single person's milas, from every single person that you see, you see a mila, and you appreciate it, so you learn from him, and you gain his mila. And he said he left this, Rav Shachar Tovitz left the yeshiva, and he came back and he spoke to the yeshiva letz, who, you know, has always good sharf vart to say about every person. And he asked him about this bacher. He said, "I have nothing bad to say about this bacher." After a couple of years, this one who had no maila except being mechaber acher. So if you want to have a proper haracha for our wives, that it's in ourselves, we will improve ourselves. We will become better people. We will come anshei maila ourselves, because, and eventually that will have us, that our wives will mechaber us back. As it says over here, bal korcham will have covered. But the whole pach is, we should have in our mind one or two milas. We should think, someone asks you, what's the mila of your wife? She makes good cheesecake. Okay, that's not a mila, right? It's just our selfishness. But we have to have a proper haracha, and if you're mechaber her, things in the house move tremendously well. The Moshe Aaron Stern says that the Archas Chaim L'Rosh says, Derech Adam Lahalim Atoyvois Ulegalas Herois. That's a teva of a person at Tzaras Ayin. And we have to see the milas and not Megal the Chasrainis. And he brings a maisa. Maisa with Elip Yan said that the Alfin Kelim had tremendous early yeshiva on him, and he was working and was away from his house, and the Rebbetzin took care of the Parnasa and took care of the children, and he couldn't understand how was the Rebbetzin able to be Moiser Nefesh so much. He thought maybe because the Alfin Kelim touched Adam Gadol, so that was like that gave her the push. And then he said he ate by her house once, by the Alfin Kelim's house. And Alter Kelim, so people know the Maisa, that he sat down, he made a moitzi, he ate a piece of challah, and turned to his rabbis and said, "I have a big shiloh over here, a suffix by me." So, "What's a suffix?" He says, "Maybe this is wasn't a moitzi, it was mezonis. Maybe you should have made mezonis on this challah. I have a suffix." And Rabbi Pian said, "When I saw that, I knew that he's mayrech his wife." The whole surah, right? If we're going to call and tell our wives, "Oh, says mezonis, so we should make a mezi, I'm a suffix," so it's going to be, you know, she can say, "Okay, very nice." But it comes from the lev, the pnimis of Adam Kelm. It was mayrech her so much, and everything she was doing, that, and the way he said over that, "This is mamish, it's so wonderful, it's tasty, maybe it should be mezonis." So Rabbi Pan said, "I understood from then that she's able to give her mesiris nefesh for all her husband's doing is because of how much she realizes that her husband's mechabed her." And for us, we have to work from the chesiyah. Rather, we have to work the chesiyah to marry the pimis, but we have to start somewhere. We have to have what are our wives' milas? So you know, think about it. Before we come into the house tonight, think, what is my wife's mila? They say, one of the alta, I don't remember which one, had 3,000 milas in his wife. Every day he's mechadash a new mile in his wife. Okay, we're not mechuyev to, havala would be great if we do that. But the chol pach is should have two ideas besides the mesiris nefesh, besides the tircha, besides the giving up, all of giving up, raising the children, but inside their midas toivis. And we should look at our wife as havala humayilas, a nebuch the daitin kalas also. Not that a woman of daitin kalas. He said, what Ram said, what is that shot daitin kalas? That if they do something which bothers us, we should say, it shouldn't bother us, it's daitin kalas. That's why Chazal tells daitin kalas. So we shouldn't get so upset. And he said, you know, everybody knows the Maisa of Shlomo Zalman, right? Shlomo Zalman, by his wife's Petira, by the Kfur, he said he's not asking Mechila, because his wife didn't do anything wrong. So Ram Ellinger said this because he was a shleimus in Balmidis. Because haracha, seeing someone, how to act towards someone else, is only through shleimus in Midis. And he said, by us, it's the opposite way. The more we ask mechilas, the better we are. The more we constantly ask. Because the more we ask mechilas, it shows we're machshav them. Because if you do something wrong to somebody, and you don't care about him, so you don't ask mechilas. But if we ask mechilas, we terrifice them, that shows we are machabed them. They are people to us also. Now there's a hemshach of that story with Shlomo Zalman, that the Ragan said that someone went over to Shlomo Zalman after and said, "I don't believe that story. I don't believe it. I don't believe the Shiva did anything wrong. It's not true." So Shlomo Zalman said, "You know, what do you think? In my house, we didn't argue. About that, we argued. Like I heard Rav Lev said, if a house doesn't argue, that only place there's no argument is a cemetery. House is a place for argument also, but it has to be with how you argue." So Shlomo Zalman said, "But I never told her, you're draining a cup. I heard her opinion. I valued her opinion. Draining a cup is saying that you have no chashivas. Imagine that you go over to someone, you go to a Rebbe who knows much more than you, have a svar. And he says to you, drain a cup. Your mom is broken. So, because he's not machshav me. he shouldn't have said it that way. I mean, even though it might be true, but he shouldn't have said it that way. And here also, Rishon Zalman said that I was Meircher. The Haracha changes the whole Tzura house. How much she's willing to give up is based on how much you're Meircher. How much your Yachas to her, your Cheshivas. A person wants to have a Kenyan Torah, marrying helps you have Torah. But if you're a person is not a Kli, it's a Kli Mashkes, he's a Mushkes, that he looks disgusting that his wife, he doesn't appreciate her Milas, then he's not a Kli that Kosh Baruch wants to be sure his Torah in it. I was this week, my family's in America, I went to eat Erev of Gans. So I saw how he's Meirich, his wife. He came home and said, he turns to his wife and says, you know, someone asked me a shalat today, Gabi, Amir la'akum, sorry, choyla, turning on the heat on Shabbos. So I told him this and that, and he was asking the shalat to his wife, what they asked him, what she thinks. And they had a talk back and forth. Is the child's cold or not? How can you tell the child's cold? But it's like he valued her opinion on the matter. Now he's not going to paskin and say my wife paskin was right, but he discussed it. And during this course of the Suda, she was sitting at the end of the table. He would like see him and talk to her, and to focus on her that I'm talking to you, and everybody else is glad of listening. That shows that you are the most chashiv in this table, and that's haracha. And if a person has a proper haracha, then the whole house, everything moves smoothly. And Ravon Mellinger said that if you don't have this, it's krumkeit. It's lacking seichel yasher. If a person doesn't seichel yasher, then the person partially he can't learn properly. He can't do mitzvahs properly. His whole tzugam. That's why it says kol shari relisha shari leitari, because their klal you don't have this proper haracha. But once you get married, you start working at it. It's work. It doesn't come easy. And sometimes you when wife gets you angry, you don't see anything good. Just see kulei ra. But avada, we have to work on ourselves. And sometimes, if you more you're aware, it's in the forefront of your mind the minus that she does, that she has. Then when it comes up in times when she does things that make you disturb you, but you have those focused, it also calms you down and helps. And Mitzvah Shem, we should zeicha to make this.